Thank you, Dr. Steger. In the last few days, my wife and I have had the chance to go around this great university. Today, we had the chance to see the Corps of Cadets accept their certificates of completion. Today, we had the opportunity to see numerous other great events, and there is just such great hope and optimism at this place. And we also had the sad opportunity, but the necessary opportunity, to meet with some of the families. There is such great courage in these families that have lost so great of a loss. This is a great university. Dr. Steger, honored families, friends, classmates, and colleagues of those who so tragically lost their lives here a few short weeks ago, distinguished guests, graduates, faculty, and friends of this fine university, I am deeply honored to have been asked to address the members of the class of 2007 as you move forward with great promise to help build a brighter future. Let me begin by adding my own deep condolences for Virginia Tech's loss to all of those already expressed by countless others from around the world. Back in January this year, I received a warm letter of invitation from Dr. Steger to be Virginia Tech's commencement speaker. I was delighted to accept. I knew the beauty of Virginia Tech from coming here to see my daughter play soccer here. I knew of the very high caliber of its faculty. I understood the quality of Virginia Tech students, both from my son's many friends here and from the high standard of the Cadet Corps I saw firsthand when I served as West Point's Commandant. I've served around the world with fine soldiers from Virginia Tech, men and women who serve the nation with great pride and ability. One of my closest friends, General Lance Smith, a graduate of Virginia Tech, a combat pilot, former deputy commander of the Central Command, and now the commander of our Joint Forces Command, showed me by his own personal example just how excellent your graduates can be. I might add, however, that he forced me to watch every televised Virginia Tech football game that he could possibly find. And while I enjoyed watching the Hokies win, for an Army football fan, it was a humbling experience. From him and from his wife, Linda, graduate of Radford College, I came to understand how important the Hokie spirit is for all of you. So back in January, I already knew that Virginia Tech was a great university. After the terrible events of April, I know now that Virginia Tech is an even greater place than most imagine. Calm, steady leadership, compassion and teamwork in times of crisis and in the aftermath of crisis have a way of showing the character of a place, and this place has character. Dr. Steger, Dr. Steger, we soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines have a habit of seeing things at their worst sometimes, but we always know that it takes a great team to hold things together. Thank you and your team for holding things together. Adversity has a way of challenging all of us sooner or later. How we bear adversity's seemingly insurmountable challenges marks how others will judge us. Indeed, it marks how we will judge ourselves. How we collectively bear up to the pressures of unexpected tragedy, how we care for and honor those who suffer loss, how we hold on to our values despite the seductive lure of simple, quick, and easy solutions to the complex problems we face, how we deal with such things define us forever. I remember watching New Yorkers dealing with the horrors of 9/11 with tenacity and courage. I remember seeing Londoners reject the idea that terrorists would change their cherished way of life. Confidence and calmness under intense pressure somehow seemed to define the collective spirit of that city. And in that same spirit, I remember a faculty member from Virginia Tech telling a reporter following the tragedy how important it was to honor those who lost their lives and care for their families and friends. In the same interview, she said that she was ready for classes to begin, that she trusted the leadership of the university, that she trusted her students, and that she knew it was better to move forward than to be paralyzed by the past. Such dignity, such quiet courage, such respect and poise in times of adversity are lessons you have taught all of us. In today's connected world, adversity brings with it a very harsh spotlight. And our lessons here must be that at such difficult moments, leaders must lead, communities must band together, and problems must be solved. Whatever challenges life may bring our way, most of us understand instinctively that collective strength and positive teamwork lead to practical solutions. It is clear that this university is a place of teamwork and that this community is a place of focused commitment. As your class moves forward into this complicated 21st century of ours, you have been burdened by an inexplicable act of cruel violence. If this were a single isolated incident, perhaps we all could move on essentially unchanged. But because you have experienced this burden, you know that character in crisis matters. I know the families of the fallen have character. I know the fallen have character. I know this university has character. This 21st century of ours will challenge us in many unexpected ways. Yet for all of the complications and difficulties it will bring, you will have the ability to make a difference, to show strength of character, and to lead with the firm knowledge that you have been given the tools to shape a better world. From having watched many of your peers, young Americans in the field of battle in faraway places, first assignment State Department officers in isolated and dangerous stations, new professionals in the intelligence services working to keep us safe, and countless selfless young volunteers around the world trying to make the world a better and a safer place, I am struck by your generation's innate sense of service and confidence. I am grateful to know that we who have yet to fix the problems of the world are handing the reins to those of you who might just be able to do so. No doubt you take great memories of Virginia Tech with you, good friends, good times, good classes, good seasons, good professors. Such memories stay with you forever, and it is a great good that Virginia Tech has helped impart in you that will do to much shape your life and the lives of those that you touch. But you will also take with you the collective responsibility of realizing the dreams and aspirations of those who cannot be here with us tonight. Most of you have probably learned already that while personal accomplishment matters, collective pride, achievement, and a reliance gives us unequaled strength to both achieve our dreams and deal with our hardships. While all of us take well-deserved pride in our individual accomplishments, no nation becomes great without the shared accomplishments and sacrifices of its countrymen. I believe that this graduating class will share special bonds forged in adversity and shaped with pride. As challenging as it may be, the 21st century will also be about hope and purpose. It is about a time when people of good character such as yourselves will find time to serve your families, to serve your communities, to serve your nation, and to serve your faith. You will have time to make a difference in a world that needs people like you to make a difference. You will have time to demonstrate that you can be both compassionate and courageous. You will have the opportunity to participate in making this century one of achievement and success. You can make life a spectator sport, or you can play on the field. Virginia Tech has prepared you well to play on the field of life, and it has asked you to invent the future. As you invent that future, you will also have ample opportunity to show your remarkable Hokie spirit and to proudly tell people that you are a graduate of Virginia Tech. It is our sacred duty to mourn those who lost their lives so suddenly and tragically, and to help their friends and their families through these most difficult of times. It is also our duty to recognize this commencement and to congratulate these families and these graduates for work accomplished and work yet to be accomplished. It goes without saying that when tragedy strikes, we seek comfort from those we love, yet it also is true that when we achieve a new threshold in our lives, we also seek joy from those we love. While we are saddened by the loss of those who cannot be here today, I believe that they would want this ceremony to commemorate both the tragedy of yesterday and the promise of tomorrow. I believe that they look down on this gathering with dignified pride. As I look out into this crowd of new graduates, knowing full well what happened here a few short weeks ago, I am also filled with great pride, great optimism, and the firm belief that you will make our country both wiser and better. Your compassion, your steadfastness under pressure, your tremendous support of one another make you a special group, and you make me know our nation is in good hands. In closing, let us once again offer our condolences to the friends and families of those so abruptly taken from this great community. Let us also give our most heartfelt best wishes to Virginia Tech's newest graduates. Let us wish for them both a time of contemplation and a time of celebration. May God bless and protect all of you as you lead our nation and the world into this challenging and exciting century.